93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Authorities searching for two young siblings who were swept away from their car during flash flooding north of Philadelphia last weekend say at least one of the bodies has been recovered. Tim Brewer, chief of Upper Makefield Fire Company, says they've recovered who appears to be two-year-old Matilda Shields. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow.
This has been an extremely intense and emotional time for the family and for our first responders and for the community and all our hearts are broken.
The search for her nine-month-old brother continues. During the southern U.S. heat wave, a woman in Phoenix is making sure the homeless are being cared for. KPHO-TV reporter Angie Cayley reports.
Maggie Moriarty and her crew from the Phoenix Rescue Mission hit the streets looking for homeless people to help.
There's some more over here.
In this wide-open Sunny Slope Park, mesquite trees are the only shade for these folks. Phoenix Fire says their heat-related calls are up 20% from this time last year, mostly for the elderly or homeless.
President Biden chooses Admiral Lisa Franchetti to lead the Navy. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says it would be a first.
Currently, 16% of all members of the U.S. military are women. And with the expanded role in all combat assignments for the U.S. military for women over the past 40 years, it was virtually inevitable that a woman would eventually lead one or more of our military services.
Franchetti's nomination could be held up by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who's protesting Defense Department abortion policy. The Biden administration says some companies have developing artificial intelligence have agreed to create new safeguards. CBS's Natalie Brand.
George Washington University professor David Broniatowski studies artificial intelligence as part of a new AI institute in collaboration with the National Science Foundation. He says any potential rules need room to respond as the technology evolves and new problems arise.
We may find that those regulations are not adaptable and flexible to new AI developments that are coming down the pipe.
The White House wants tech companies to commit to developing artificial intelligence for good, an AI focused on tackling current challenges from cancer to climate change.
Singer Tony Bennett has died.
Bennett showed himself to be a master of jazz, ballads, and American standards. He'd call the 50s the best era ever for American songs, but his refusal to alter his style left him unfashionably out of style in the era of rock and roll. It would take many years, but eventually he'd reconnect with a younger audience.
Now you know, guys, this is MTV. That's why.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9166. Call now.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should the Supreme Court adopt a code of conduct? And if yes, who should create it? 844-967-2789. What do you think? I mean,
everybody else has them.
Everybody else has them. The lower courts has them. And not because, and this is not necessarily because you think of what's been happening lately and the ProPublica reports and everything, but just in general, even if it was a liberal-dominated court, because there has been cases of liberal justices, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah.
RIP. And even recently, Sotomayor.
Taking little gifties.
And would we all, would it, you know, restore the integrity of the court and public opinion if there was more transparency, if there was clarity? And if you agree with that, who should create it? Should they create it themselves? Should retired justices make it? Should Congress make it? Congress is attempting to make it right now. I don't think it's going to go very far, but the Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee advanced legislation yesterday to require the Supreme Court to set up a code of conduct, tighten financial disclosures, and bolster recusal requirements for justices. And so, again, would love to hear from you on your thoughts on what's to be done with the lack of code of ethics that is written and transparent and clear. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But yesterday, the vote on the Supreme Court Ethics Recusal and Transparency Act was, not shockingly, 11-10 along party lines, and with Republicans adamantly opposing. And the bill would cover, the bill would basically give the court 180 days to adopt and publish a code of conduct and allow the public to submit ethics complaints that randomly selected panels of lower court judges would review. It would establish new rules for disclosure of gifts and travel, and it would impose recusal rules pertaining to gifts, income, and other potential conflicts. Now, there's obviously, in this partisan environment, Republicans are basically saying absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because in this, even though it came out of committee, They would need Democrats would need 9 more Republicans to sign on to overcome the filibuster. And even if they did that, this would have to get through the House.
Oh, that'll never happen.
So this is, I think, what did I see as the there was a great quote from what I was reading about this. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, predicted the bill would not become law. This thing's dead as fried chicken on the Senate floor, he said, and it's as dead as fried chicken in the House. And I didn't know if that's a Louisiana saying, but okay.
Nice accent attempt there. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon, good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I agree with both of you. I think the more transparency, the better. I do think that it should apply to all facets of our government. I mean, if you look at Congress and all the, kind of like shady, stock end of things and, kind of like little tips and things, you got that going on. And as far as Sotomayor, I didn't realize she almost made almost $4 million on the books that, that she had her the people who are working for, pushing the universities to buy these books and what have you. And that's fine as long as it's declared. I mean, but I think it's important, though, to your point, that we have that out in the open, because a lot of people in Congress and they're extremely wealthy. They're in the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the amount of percentage of the people in Congress and in the Senate, they're in the 1%. It's like way overkill. And there's a reason for that. And it's because there's a lot of what I would call, things that are not reported that are, happening. Tom in L.A. always calls, we got to get money out of politics. And I agree with him. But if we're not going to do that, then we need to really see the full scope of what the heck is going on in our government, top to bottom.
Totally. I actually totally agree, Dave. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Dave.
Because I think there's a really great op-ed / interview with a former judge named Jeremy Fogel, who is the executive director of Berkeley at the Berkeley Judicial Institute, and he was a California state judge for a long time. It's in the Washington Post, and I was reading it this morning as I kind of was trying to, tangle with where am I on this.
Sure.
And, he says along the lines of something like, it's not that he thinks this court is unethical, but it's the fact that in this, this was the quote. He said, you had an institution that was very highly respected, the most highly respected institution of government. And now those numbers have just been dropping like a rock. And I think it's a combination of polarizing social issues that are being decided by the court because Congress is not able to act in that area, and social media. So you have a lot more light shined on the court, perhaps, than there's ever been before. When you have this kind of polarized political environment and you don't have transparent rules, which they don't have, then what people do is say, Justice X or Justice Y voted the way he or she did because they were flying in people's private airplanes or people bought their books. And I think that's really unfortunate because I think it makes people think that justices don't have any ethical integrity. They need more transparency, more clarity, a common set of rules and procedures. As long as they don't, they are going to have people who are going to question. And I think that's basically what's happened, right?
It's
These are the cases that have been coming from the courts that have such monumental consequences on so many people, and any iota of impropriety has the people who are on the other side of their decisions saying it makes it very easy for them to say, well, you got paid off.
Exactly. You just make yourself look worse.
And so it's not even like a punitive thing. And I guess, that's where it becomes like, is Congress the right people to sign this, to actually impose this or not? But it's even for your own, for the sake of your own entity, government entity, don't you want the public to trust you?
Or do they just not care? They don't care. It's like, hey, we're here for a lifetime term. Too bad.
Just,
so sad.
We're just here. 844-967-2789. Should the Supreme Court have a code of conduct? And if so, who should write it? Which body should write it? Should they write it themselves? And just as long as it's clear, that's enough. Is it from Congress? 844-967-2789.
I think the prospect of allowing them to write their own code of ethics is hilarious. I really do. That does. Let's let felons write their own codes for their paroles. I just, you have to have some kind of an independent body to make those decisions. Yeah, we'll make our own rules about us. And we love us, and we're great.
But also, I mean, not that I'm defending them, because I don't know what they would come up with. But if the good faith of to do this is to improve their status, improve public opinion on them, if they came up with a total BS set of the code of, like, BS code of conduct, they'd still get pushback, and it wouldn't actually help their cause. And so I do ultimately think, as much as, you know, it's easy to characterize or, like, make these people into caricatures of, like, how good or bad they are, ultimately, like, I do think they have some ethics and integrity. Jane's not so sure.
That's because you're such a nice, kind, hopeful person. Text from the 541. Get a group of 102 individuals not employed by any state or federal agency to review existing codes and create new ones. Each governor can appoint one person. Mayor of the capital city appoints the second for each state plus D.C. Or how about a single code of conduct for all federal employees? Contract, legislative, judicial, executive, drawing for a federal paycheck. If your representative senator wants that for the other party but not for themselves, what could they be hiding? And Bill from Oconomowoc is coming up. Bill, we got about 2 minutes left. What do you want to say?
Real quick. We can't let criminals run criminals. Now, the Supreme Court, I don't know if I call it criminal, but boy, it's siding that way. They're taking bribes. They're taking money. And your text that you mentioned, civilian review board by civilians, that's balanced. In other words, you need 50-50. You need both sides' opinion to write the rules of conduct. And the first rule of conduct would be you can't be under suspicion for any criminal activity or any charges that are pending that void you from ever running for office for your life. We have to have non-criminals involved in government. We have too many criminals in government, and they get so far as to run their own kangaroo court. Jim Jordan, perfect example, outstanding subpoena. So anyhow, thanks for letting me rant, and you guys have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, Bill.
And you can call and rant, Bill.
Anytime. We will always take your call.
844-967-2789.
Kangaroo court. I feel like that's something that I have to bring back and use more. It's a good term.
It is a good term.
But we would love to hear from you. Should the Supreme Court adopt a code of conduct? And if so, which body should be in charge of writing it and being the oversight of it? 844-967-2789. We have a couple of comments on the live stream that we'll read when we come back. We'll get to your text and your calls right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In other words. I love you.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, isolated storms and a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then clouds in the afternoon with scattered storms and highs to the mid-80s. Sunny and staying in the mid-80s Sunday. Heat and humidity kicks in for most of next week with highs well into the 90s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This summer, 548.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Mark.
Yeah, I can't figure, you know, one thing I can't figure out is that for all those boxes of documents that Donald Trump took, along with anything else that wasn't tied down in the White House, apparently, that he took and moved off to his compound in Mar-a-Lago, apparently there was items that Israel put on loan for the United States for a Hanukkah celebration in 2019 that Trump decided he was going to take with him and spirited them off to Mar-a-Lago. So Donald Trump is not just in violation of taking those documents. There's probably all sorts of emoluments clause violations that Trump did on that day. And the judge, you know, the Judge Cannon down there in Florida should be called to account for what she's doing right here, because it's all just BS. This delay in the trial, in and of itself, I think, is a violation of the Constitution, which says you get a speedy trial, not a trial delayed so you can, right, you know, in service of one man. And it's just disgusting. As you're talking about the Putin earlier, that the Breton, Putin apparently is now laying claim to half of Poland, because, or more or less laying claim to half of Poland, because, you know, that was a gift from Stalin to the Polish people. Well, if I remember right, under was the Molotov von Ribbentrop Treaty, that you know, Germany more or less partitioned Poland off into two sections, awarding half to his new ally Stalin, and and the rest of it to, you know, himself, right, in Germany. And it just is, for our Republican Party not to recognize Putin for the danger that he is, failing to recognize the danger for what he is for at least a decade now, is just disgusting. I mean, that why Russian Ron went to Russia.
Well, here, I want to comment. Yeah, hold on. I want to comment on that because you raise a good point. Russia and Prussia divided Poland in 1795, and they wiped it off the map till 1917. It resurged, then the Nazis occupied it, and it didn't come back again until 1989, the Russians and the Germans. Here's the deal. Putin is worried about revolution. Right now, he has increased the military reserves, the age he can draw on them, till age 70. And people who hadn't served before till age 55, he is going to get overthrown. And it better happen pretty darn soon. So thanks for calling. Excellent points, as always. All right, I want to talk about something else. This really, really ticks me off, but I will preface it by saying this. When somebody, and a person with no character, resorts to obscenity or revenge porn, they forfeit any argument that they had. It shows that they're not serious. It shows that they are very insecure in their in whatever arguments they're bringing. Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Wednesday, She was in a House Oversight Committee hearing, and she pulled out blow-ups that she'd printed of naked Hunter Biden photos. Now, Hunter Biden is a troubled guy, okay? And that's a sad thing and all that. You know, he'd been addicted to drugs and so on. And he had consorted with some women, and apparently they enjoyed photographing what they were doing. This is revenge porn. This had not, remember, she at the State of the Union was shouting liar, liar to the President of the United States. Liar, liar. She allegedly at one point, not to his face and not as, you know, F you to the President of the United States. This was Wednesday. Today, Hunter Biden's lawyer filed an ethics complaint against her with the Office of Congressional Ethics. That's a bipartisan committee, oversight committee. They take things seriously. They're also investigating George Santos. In this particular case, Jamie Raskin turned to the chairman, Comer, who's bad news from Kentucky, and said, you know, can she be showing this stuff? Comer permitted it. At the same time, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social the following post, quote, if you F around with us, and he used the whole word, the bad word, if you F around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before, end quote. Then he was asked in an interview by a right-wing nut, what will happen if Jack Smith puts you in jail? Trump's response was, it would be very, very dangerous if Jack Smith sends me to jail. I have hundreds of supporters. And if you think that January 6th was bad, it would be, well, very dangerous. Now, I want to stop here before I go to the lines. When you use revenge porn obscenities in the House, and then Trump was on Truth Social, but he's running for president. He's supposedly the head of their party. What kind of party is that? What are your views on taxes? What are your views? Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Thank you so much for bringing this up, Matt. I saw that and I was sickened. The depravity and the feces smeared all over our government by that sleazebag woman to put that on the floor when children can watch their government. When we watch our government, these holier-than-thou son of a guns are smearing and just putrefying what is going on in our government. It makes everything that's precious and good just filthy and perverted. That didn't belong there. He don't work for the government. And that woman should be kicked out of office because that was offensive. That was perverse. That was porn, and that was being shown on the floor of the most highest office in our country, and that hurt America. So, boy, Matt, this one is the lowest, scummiest, pig-in-the-slop stuff that I have ever seen.
Gene, I love your calls. Gene, I got to go to a break. I don't want to go to a break. I want you to keep talking, but I got to go to a break. You're right on the money, Gene. Right on, Gene. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you, the rest of you on the lines. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After days of frantic search following flooding in Philadelphia suburbs, the body of one of two missing siblings has now been found, two-year-old Matilda Shiles. Tim Brewer's chief of Upper Makefield Fire.
Philadelphia police received a second 911 call from a subject who provided a physical description, which was that of a child, and the location as being near the Philadelphia wastewater disposal plant.
Matilda's nine-month-old brother, Conrad, remains missing. About a third of us in the country are in extreme heat in southern Florida.
We're doing training for
community-based disaster volunteers.
Jane Gilbert is chief heat officer for Miami-Dade County. Remembering Tony Bennett, a major musical star for 70 years, the symbol of the American songbook. Even as he was battling Alzheimer's, Tony Bennett was performing until a few years ago. He has died at age 96.
Alzheimer's, whether he's painting, meeting people, he projected the effortless cool.
Variety music critic Chris Williams. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh, during the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. You're first in line. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, Matt. How you doing, buddy? Let me tell you, this is really sad. If you remember when Trump's wife, she said, don't go against Trump because otherwise he'll get back at you. Remember that?
Yeah, I can't hear you, Curtis. Are you on a speakerphone? Try to take it off speaker.
Hold on.
Yeah, Curtis, guy, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Curtis. Yeah, say it again. Yeah, said, go ahead.
Do you remember when Trump's wife said the public said, if you go against my husband, he'll find a way to get back at you?
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember this quote she said. But my whole thing is this a mafia boss we're dealing with? I mean, this is horrible what he's saying and what he's trying to do. It's just crazy. I mean, is this America we want our kids to live in? They keep on saying, you know, they're pro-life and stuff. Well, how can you have a life for the future if you have someone like this running that's trying to run the country? Isn't it sad?
Yeah, you're making a good point. They've injected violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. When he says things like, it would be very dangerous if Jack Smith put me in jail because I have all these people. the old mafia thing is they would not say, if you don't pay us money, we will burn down your business. What they would say is, nice little business you have. Be ashamed if something happened to it. Or nice family you have. Be ashamed if something happened to your kids. This is the kind of mafia talk. You hit the nail on the head, Curtis. This is the kind of mafia talk they use. Remember, he said the Second Amendment people should take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And the Secret Service talked to him, and even though he was a Republican nominee, it's a criminal offense to threaten violence to a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, even though he's a, and so you know what he said? He said, well, what I meant was they should vote. That's what I meant. He was lying, but he keeps this innuendo, and the problem is he never takes the hit himself. He rallies this crowd. They go up, five people get killed, cops get beaten up, some of them have brain damage, and he's chuckling in the White House, and he goes, no fingerprints for me. I didn't say to do it. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Jeannie's right. Hunter Biden does not work for the government, and he's a troubled person. I hope he gets help, but he's already serving his time now, and it's just a deflection. But Hunter Biden never tried to overthrow the government. He never tried to steal my vote. So it's just leave the poor man alone. It's and to do what Taylor Greene did there, that's just disgusting. Jeannie's right about that also. But Hunter never did anything to not even I just leave the man alone. That's all I'm saying. Hunter Biden has nothing to do with what's really going on in this country. So you have a good week, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent call, Paul. Thanks very, very much. Well, now we're going to turn to one of our least favorite topics, Ron Johnson. And this blew me away that he did this. In May, that's 2 months ago, something like May 17th, he said, I am not going to take money that I've raised to repay myself for past debts from the 2010 and 2016 campaigns. That's what he said. When he said it, he had already taken $400,000 out of donations to him to repay himself, $210,000 for the campaign in 2010, and $190,000 for the campaign in 2016. He'd already done that when he said he would not do it. Now, there's two other things you got to know. After he won in 2010, the company he worked for and had some part ownership in, Pacur Plastics Company, P-A-C-U-R, I think it may have been a family member, maybe his brother-in-law, who brought him in from Minnesota to, you know, be part of the company. They gave him $10 million. It turns out he'd spent $9 million on his campaign. So it repaid him the $10 million. The $10 million repaid him and gave him another million, go buy a house in Georgetown or something. Now, you can't make a $9 million, $10 million contribution. Back then, it wasn't unlimited stuff. They said it was deferred compensation. So people go, all right, well, where's the contract for deferred compensation? Oh, there, it's not written. It's oral, verbal. Well, when was it verbally given? We don't remember. Not kidding. Now he is still owed, he claims, about $10 million from that campaign. He put in $9 million, and obviously there's interest and so on, because he doesn't take that $10 million from Pacur as paying off his debts. It was, quote, deferred compensation. Then yesterday he announced for the first time he's changed his mind and he may repay himself the $10 million, which would be double counting. It would be double. He got it from Pacur, disguised as deferred compensation. And now you give him money. Remember, he just got reelected. He's in for 6 years. People forget. What, am I the only guy talking about this? People are going to forget. He'll snarf himself down another $10 million. That means, you know, the E-lines can give it to them. But it's mostly small donors who think they're giving it to a Republican candidate. Now, does he run again in 2028? I don't know. Maybe he figures, okay, I'm going to grab what I can, grab it out of the bank and head out of town. Or maybe he goes, let's see who they put up against me. And if they put up somebody, if the campaign is quite frankly, I didn't think a very good campaign, to be honest with you, I'll do it. I'll hit the bank again. I'll darken somebody's skin and I'll lie about them. And whoever committed a crime in 2028, I'll put their picture up with this guy or this woman. And I'll sneak back in till 2034. This is happening on your watch. And by your watch, I'm saying, if you are a citizen, you are supposed to safeguard democracy. Well, just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on. All right. Talk about Trump again. The guy is a genius at sucking the oxygen out of the room and having people talk about the guy. But when he does as many criminal things as he does and threats of violence as he does, it has to be said. There are a couple of things that for Trump are ominous signs. Ominous signs for Trump. And this has to do with Jack Smith's seemingly imminent indictment of him in Washington, D.C. for ginning up the insurrection, for intimidating witnesses, and for trying to interfere with Congress's obligation to certify the vote. And what are they? What are they? Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has gone radio silent for months now. And you may remember Mark Meadows originally publicly had cooperated with the investigation and turned over a lot of documents. And that's a lot of the stuff that Jack Smith is using to go after him. Suddenly he goes radio silent. The word is he has a cooperation agreement. A proffer was accepted. Rudy Giuliani is radio silent. Proffer agreement accepted. He has a cooperation agreement too. I've said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. The early rat gets the cheese. It has to be a big rat. If Meadows and Giuliani go in to finger some guy from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, who went out there and got drunk and went up to the Capitol, they'll laugh at him. But if they rat on the bigger rat, and there's only one bigger rat than Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, and that's Donald Trump, they get the cheese. What is the cheese? The cheese is no prosecution of them or less jail time or whatever. So stand by. Go to the lines. Jeff of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jeff, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt Flynn. I've been a longtime fan, and I agree with you 98% of the time. I do criminal defense here in Milwaukee. I know Alex. I've met you a few times, but you wouldn't remember. And I'm sorry if it sounds a little loud, but I'm in Shorewood, and the Blue Angels are strafing my house.
So, me too.
my 2% of my disagreement with you has to do with Mandela Barnes' campaign. And I am telling you, I am sick and tired of people crapping on Mandela because the national Dems, just like they did the brainiacs who didn't even bring Hillary into the state during her campaign, they left Mandela out to hang and out to dry, man. He didn't have any new money for new ads the last 2 or 3 months of his campaign, man. And they just left him hang. So I just had to get that off my chest because I text in a lot. But you don't typically read text. So I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you called. And thank you. And I do not, but next time you see me somewhere, just come on up and introduce yourself. I really appreciate it. And I want to get deeper into what you just said, Jeff. And the Blue Angels are going over me too, which means you, because you and I live about an hour, mile and a half from each other. But here's the deal. When I say that the Mandela campaign was not well run And I agree with you on Hillary Clinton should have come into the state. That is not a criticism of Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is a personal friend of mine. I supported Mandela Barnes and I gave him a substantial contribution. That is a criticism of his campaign manager and how the campaign was run. Now, two things. One is the DNC and the money. The other thing is what was done in the campaign. What was done in the campaign is you had Ron Johnson, had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket, had gone to Russia on July 4th, a few years before, hung out with the autocrats who had been in Ukraine torturing and raping women for 4 years already, who said that as chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee when they were in the majority, that he didn't trust our FBI and our CIA, but he trusted Trump, who trusted Putin. To me, that is the campaign. The guy is a traitor to the United States. The ads that were put on, Mandela Barnes didn't write those ads. He didn't think up those ads, have him making a peanut butter sandwich and have him swinging a baseball bat. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. Now, as far as the DNC is concerned, I will gently disagree with you on the following. Take a look at the financial reports. Mandela Barnes raised more money than Ron Johnson. Mandela Barnes had plenty of money. And you said in the last 3 months, I have to gently disagree. The last 3 months, or August to November, Mandela was ahead by 6 points in August. He had a lot of money come in. He was all over the place. In candor, I do not know about the last 2 weeks, which are usually the ballgame, whether Ron Johnson outraised him then. I do not know. That's a good point. We'll look at it. But what I'm saying is Mandela Barnes is a fine man. He would have been a fine senator. He should have been a fine senator. That was a winnable seat. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the editorial board on the front page. I'd never seen a front page editorial out of them before. Said Ron Johnson is not fit to serve in the Senate. Not Ron Johnson, not fit to serve in the Senate. With all of that, Mandela still came within, I think it was 20 some odd thousand votes at a millions cast. He's a heck of a guy and he has a good future in politics. I am simply saying, and I was a chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, elected twice, two terms. I am simply saying as a former chairman, that campaign, when you're doing peanut butter sandwiches and Little League bats against treason, that was not a well-run campaign. And that is the function of whoever ran his campaign. Jeff, that's a great call. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, isolated storms and a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then clouds in the afternoon with scattered storms and highs to the mid-80s. Sunny and staying in the mid-80s Sunday. Heat and humidity kicks in for most of next week with highs well into the 90s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's on your mind today?
Matt, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the conversation from the last caller. And regarding Mandela Barnes, he did not run a very good campaign. I would have to agree with you. During the campaign, I was just waiting for him to bring up Ron Johnson's trip to Russia over 4th of July weekend, you know, and really right. began to, you know, and I mean, that was just a missed opportunity. And the other problem with the campaign, it was the manager. He selected someone who just did not understand Wisconsin politics and the Wisconsin voter. And it just wasn't a well-run campaign. And just finally, and this is just something that Black candidates who run statewide, the Republican Party, they're going to insert race at some point in the campaign. You have to be prepared to answer that. You just can't ignore it. And Mandela Barnes, he wanted to take the high road. Candidates have done that, and they've lost. Whenever they start playing that race card, that's when the candidates really need to come after them. And if it's corruption, whatever it is, but fight fire with fire. So I just wanted to say I agree with you about the Barnes race. It was winnable, but it was just poorly executed. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. Your calls are always very thoughtful, and I agree with you. And Mandela Barnes was subjected to vicious racial attack. They darkened his skin in the ads. They did that also in Georgia. They've done it to African-American candidates everywhere on the theory that psychologically somehow that will make the person look less appealing. You and I don't share that personally, but that's what they do. That's what their consultants tell them to do. If you're a Republican running against an African-American candidate, you darken their skin. Number two, when they did that, one of the most horrific crimes in recent memory in the Milwaukee area was the guy who rammed the dancing grannies in the Waukesha Christmas parade the previous December. That guy was a criminal, a murderer. He got multiple life sentences, and he's in the Who's Gal right now. It was a shocking and disgusting crime. But Mandela Barnes had no more connection to that than I do. He never met the guy. He had nothing to do with it. He never spoke about it in any respect. But what they simply do is, this is the Republican playbook, take the most recent criminal act by an African-American person in the area that's known to people, and then spend tens of millions of dollars, sometimes two times in the same newscast, I watch Channel 12, the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee frequently, 6 p.m. There'll be two of these ads. They will have distorted features of Mandela Barnes off to one side, and then the picture of the guy that murdered the dancing grannies. And an ominous voice will say that this murder was despicable, and he never should have been out of jail and all that. And I had people come up to me. I was down in Monroe, Wisconsin. Don't know where, that's right near the Illinois line, about 45 or so miles southwest of Madison. On the square there, having a hamburger. Guy comes up to me. He knows who I am. He goes, you guys got to do something. This is terrible what Mandela Barnes. And it was almost as if he was channeling his inner psychosis. In other words, he wasn't saying that Mandela Barnes was in the parade or knew anything about it. But he was saying, well, once Johnson associates him with the murder of the dancing grannies and blackens his skin, somehow there's something wrong with Mandela Barnes. The problem is everybody listening to the show right now is interested in issues, and is, you may be Republican, you may be Democratic, you may be in any state in the union, but you can see through things. The average person can't necessarily see through things. Thanks for a great, great call. Nate of Germantown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nate?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I appreciate that. What's on my mind is the 2024 election. I want to be honest with you, because I know you're a Democrat, and that's fine. Do you think that Joe Biden is playing with a full deck of cards upstairs? Yes or no?
Do you think question about it.
Any cognitive difference?
Yeah, yes, Nate, let me respond. Yeah, thank you. Nate is a principled Republican. I enjoy his calls. I respect him, and I respect his stance on issues, and there may even be some things I agree with him on. This is a comment, I should say, or an argument that some Republicans make, that Joe Biden, because he's 80 years old, somehow is losing it and shouldn't run for re-election. Joe Biden is 3.5 years older than Trump. Trump is 77. Joe Biden is 80. So 3.5 years. And a lot of people could say, when you listen to Trump, he's sort of frothing at the mouth and he doesn't have all his marbles. But I don't say that. We'll go ahead and deal with this in a normal fashion. Nate, Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. He was bullied. He was hit. He stutters. My wife was a speech and language pathologist and worked with kids. They call it a disfluency. He was disfluent. He's a very, very measured guy. He's not flashy. He's not charismatic in that sense. But if you listened to his State of the Union address, if you saw him when he went to visit Zelensky in the surprise visit, taking a great deal of risk, because they informed the Ruskies while he was en route. They said, Joe Biden's going to be in Kyiv. And if you better stand down, because if you pull anything, we will let you have it. That was a risk. They easily could have had Russian sympathizers from Eastern Ukraine do it. This guy is brave. He's smart. And he's been in the Senate or vice president since 1972. He's the guy that I want in charge of our foreign policy. He's fully coherent. You can't hold the fact that he is disfluent and he has it under control against him. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Great callers. Matt Flynn direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Stand by for a great show. Another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute signing off for today.
Present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
For a
adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.